USA Radio News with Wendy King.
One day after his New York City apartment and office were raided by the FBI and electronic devices were seized, President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says it's unfair. The feds are trying to find out whether he was working as a foreign agent for clients in the Ukraine while he was pressuring the government to investigate Hunter Biden. On Fox News, Giuliani denied he did anything wrong.
I can tell you, I never ever represented a foreign national. In fact, I have in my contracts a refusal to do it. I have never represented a Ukrainian national or official before the United States government. I've declined it several times. I've had contracts in countries like Ukraine. In the contract is a clause that says I will not engage in lobbying or foreign representation.
Former U.S. Attorney Chuck Rosenberg said Giuliani is simply making things up. This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, it's John Jubilee. I've become dear friends with Wayne Allen, and wow, has this guy had a transformation this year or what? He's so excited, the guy is posting pictures with his shirt off on social media. I am so excited for him. But more importantly than all of those amazing muscles and all the fat that he's lost, he has gained intercellular hydration, energy. Did you think he could even get more energetic? Why? Because this breakthrough science of intercellular hydration literally reverses diabetes, high blood pressure, build your immune system, super boost the immune system. Ladies, it'll balance your hormones naturally while metabolizing all your fat. Every side effect is a good one. This is intercellular hydration, cellular health, the best you in just 88 days. Call me today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
A landmark in vaccinations. White House COVID-19 response team coordinator Jeff Zients.
Today, 100 million Americans are fully vaccinated, nearly double the 55 million who were fully vaccinated at the end of March.
He said 220 million shots have been given out since President Biden took office. He also said by the end of May, they'll have enough vaccines for every person in America. Dr. Anthony Fauci said about 8% of Americans who received one dose of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine haven't returned for their second dose. The cable channel Newsmax apologized for airing false allegations, saying that an employee for Dominion Voting Systems deliberately manipulated machines or tallies on Election Day to produce actual totals for President Trump. In response, the Dominion employee dropped Newsmax from a defamation lawsuit. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House is looking toward sending kids back to in-class learning. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
President Biden believes schools should be open for five-day-a-week in-person learning in the fall, despite the fact that children likely will not be vaccinated by then. Biden telling NBC's Today Show,
based on the science and the CDC, they should probably all be open. There's not overwhelming evidence that there's much of a transmission among these young people.
Teachers' unions, mainly those in major coastal cities, have resisted reopening schools for much of the 2020-2021 school year, refusing to return teachers to classrooms until a variety of demands, some of which are not directly related to COVID, have been met. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A sharp-eyed TV reporter actually found the escaped fugitive in Atlanta, as we hear from USA's Lance Pry.
An Arizona murder suspect who escaped from deputies Thursday morning in Atlanta, Georgia, at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, is back in custody after being spotted by a television news reporter. Jason Carlos Strover was seen by Channel 2 Action News dipping into some bushes in the College Park area. They called police and Strover was quickly surrounded and taken into custody. Mr. Strover was being transported to Phoenix to face a murder charge when he escaped. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.